Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Gimel. Chulin 3a, pagination is 5. We're going to start with the words of Rav Ashi, which is 4 lines from the bottom. And we're making reference to the Mishnah on the page before, the beginning of the Masechta, which stated, Hakol Shochtim, anyone can do Shechita, u'shechitas and kishera, and their Shechita is kosher after the fact. Upon which the Gemara commented, third line, Hakol shochtim lechatchila. Anyone can shecht is meaning to tell you that there's a case that you might not have thought of and considered as a okay case, and it's lechatchila acceptable. Ushechitas and kishera, but a variation of that case is going to be only kosher di'eved after the fact. Says Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi Omar Hachiktani, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin, everyone can Shecht. What are we coming to include? Afilu Yisrael Mumer. Even a Jew who is not fully observant. He deviates sometimes. Asks the Gemara, let's pin this down and understand exactly what's going wrong in his observance that's still going to be acceptable. Mumer Lamai. What is he a mumer to? What's his vulnerability? Le'achol nevelos l'te'avon. He eats non-kosher to desire. Meaning, says Rashi, 4 lines up, ki lo mishkach heter ochel nevelos. If he can't find kosher, he really does try to get kosher. But if he can't get kosher, he can't hold back and he'll eat non-kosher. I've told some people as they were beginning their journey towards observance, when you travel down the supermarket aisle, at least if a comparable item is available in kosher, buy the kosher. That's mumer l'te'avon. On some level, if it's not affordable or it's not available, he has a weakness here. But he still holds that Judaism is correct, and he will observe it as long as it's available. Once it's not available, he's weak on some level in his resolve, in his commitment, in his self-control, which is really the statement of Rashi at the end of Kedoshim. Rashi says that a person shouldn't say that non-kosher is ichi, is disgusting, is ma'us. A person should say, efshi ve'efshi, oh, I could do it. Aval avi shebashamayim gozer alai, but Hashem commanded me not to. It creates an inner strength, and that's really what we're looking for. But if a person doesn't have that inner strength, he still believes, but he's having trouble. Such a person, Rav Ashi says, could, in some cases, be a shochet. Wow. Uchid Rava, as Rava explained. Da Amar Rava, Rava said, Yisrael Mumer, Ochel Nevelus L'Te'avon. A Jew who's not totally observant, he would eat non-kosher in a case where taiva, desire, gets the best of him. He's at a ball game, and they don't have a kosher commissary, a kosher stand, and he can't take it anymore. The non-kosher hot dog is just getting the best of him, and he would eat non-kosher. He's still acceptable as a shochet. He's a Jew. He can shecht. V'zavachta v'ochalta. People who have commandment to eat kosher can shecht and create kosher. But because he's a mumer ochel nevelos l'te'avon, he has a weakness, bodek sakin. An observant Jew, totally observant Jew, has to check the knife for any nicks, because that's a difficult step. That's something that might cause him problems. V'nosein lo, and then you give him the checked knife, u'mutalecho m'shechita, so, and you could trust that he's going to do the shechita correctly. As we've explained, he would never deviate if it's available to do it right. He only deviates when it's just too much for him. So he totally believes, and therefore he will observe if it's available. Tosfos, top lines, raises the obvious question. There's so many details to Shechita. V'lo chai shinon, says Tosfos, shema yishev yidros, we're not worried that he's going to delay or he's going to push too hard. He's going to do anything wrong in the Shechita. D'lo shavik etera v'achali sura, because he's not going to leave what is potentially a fully kosher Shechita and do forbidden by not doing a kosher Shechita, because it's available to him. And apparently this presupposes that he knows the laws and that it's not so difficult to do a kosher Shechita. He knows how to wield the knife. He's strong enough. No reason for him to deviate. Va'afilu lo yochal mimeno, even if he himself is not going to eat from it. So gorgeous. Dechayish alefnei ivel ositin michshal. He would never feed another Jew non-kosher meat. Afilu ein acher omer al gabov, even if no one else is standing near him to check him that he did it right. V'lo yotze v'nichnas, there's not even someone coming in and out. You give him a kosher knife, you can rest assured he'll do a kosher shechita. Second line of the Gemara, avol lo bodak v'nosan lo, but if you did not check it and give it to him, it's not emanating from you as a checked knife, lo yishchot, we don't want him shechting. V'im shochat, but b'dieved, after the fact, if he shecht, we know that he tried to do everything right that he was reliable to do, but the checking of the knife is difficult and he's not relied upon, and therefore bodik sakino acharov, you could check the knife afterwards. Nimtza sakino yafe, if it's still good, even after a shechita, that means it was a good knife before the shechita. Mutu lecho meshechitaso, you can eat from it, v'im lav, but if it's not kosher after the shechita, we're worried that it wasn't good before the shechita either. Of course, theoretically, he could have hit the bone after the shechita, and that's when it got bad, but that doesn't give us a reliable shechita. And therefore, also lecho meshechita, so if it's not found to be good after the shechita, you can't eat from it. Top Rashi, Nimtze sakino yafe mutter, if the knife is good afterwards, then we're fine. It's kosher. Vahainu dieved de masnisen. That's the case of dieved of the Mishnah. And again, Rav Ashi is learning based on this case that Rava expounds upon of mumer lite avon, a person who's not observant, but only for desire cases. So the Mishnah is telling us, hakol shochtem, even a mumer, as long as he checked the knife, u'shechitasen kishera, and the shechita will be kosher after the fact if you check the knife and you find it to be good. In general, though, we don't allow a person to say, I'll check the knife afterwards. In the words of Tosfos, chayshina dema mishtali va'ochel, we're worried that a person will forget to check the knife. We don't want to set it up as a kosher shechita, except what's on the checklist still to have to take care of. If we're giving him to shecht, the knife has to be checked beforehand. Pischei tshuva, in the beginning of Yoredeya, Simon Beis, where this Mumer L'Teyavon case comes up, wonders what happens if there was a mashchezes, a sharpening tool, in the room, and the Yisrael Mumer L'Teyavon knew about it. Can we rely that if he has a sharpener, he sharpened? Or is the entire sharpening overwhelming to him, and he's not reliable on that? It is noteworthy that one of the ways a shochet is checked to receive ordination, kabbalah, to be able to shecht, is that they nick up his knife. They bang it so that it has nicks, and then he has to check it. And when he considers it perfectly smooth and ready for shechita, he shows it to the person who's testing him, and that person checks it and sees if he agrees. So the sharpening of the knife is a significant thing. Pinning it down with precision, the Peschei Tshuva wonders, what happens if the sharpening tool was there with him? Would he still be unreliable, or would that be enough to make him relied on? This Mumer L'Tayavon is a fascinating concept. In today's world, we have many Jews who simply don't know, or perhaps don't care yet. Mumer L'Tayavon is the unique case that I think we would like people to be in, where they know the law, they want to observe the law, and they acknowledge they're having trouble observing it. But they would never feed something wrong to somebody else. They understand the severity, and they themselves wish that they would be in a situation where it's easier. They say a mashal of a child who's told by the parent, clean up the room. And the child in one scenario answers, you're not my parent, don't tell me what to do. And in another scenario says, of course you are my parent, I appreciate that you told me, I'm not ready to listen. As harsh as it sounds, you are my parent, but I'm not ready to listen, we're more comfortable with that, because that leaves room for growth. A person who says, you're not my parent, or you're not my Hashem, you're not my Torah, so then what's our starting point? Likewise, they say a story of a woman who comes to the Rebbe and says, my son is crazy. He eats pork and he dances with non-Jewish women. And the Rebbe responds, if he was eating non-Jewish women and dancing with pigs, that would be crazy. But if he's eating pork and dancing with non-Jewish women, that's not observant. And we know how to deal with that. Bring him here. We'll have a conversation. Ultimately, what we're looking is the description that we have by Rus. Vatera ki misametzes hi. She strengthened herself. When you see a person encounter resistance in their observance, in their vision, they encounter some sort of resistance and they're able to harness that internal strength and activate it and work on it, that's when we have the person who we know will stand up to the challenges that they may encounter. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.